Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to Soundcheck. You're listening to Sound with John Schaefer. You're listening to Soundcheck. You're listening to Soundcheck.
What do they vote
when I'm lonely? I drink a fancy beer. Fancy beer. When I want you only, I drink a fancy beer.
Fancy beer.
When the weather's stormy and daybreak is falling.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Fancy beer, fancy girls, fancy food. They're all part of the fanciful music of the two-man gentleman band. This vaudeville swing duo, Andy Bean and Fuller Condon, first met as students here in New York and soon discovered a shared love for the previously mentioned beer, girls, and food. They've just released their seventh album called Two at a Time. This song, Fancy Beer, actually comes from an earlier record called Drip Drying with the two-man gentleman band. And to welcome the guys back to our Soundcheck studio, we have some fancy beer. And for every song they play, we'll reward them with a fancy beer in a can. We'll see who's still standing at the end of the session. Here is the two-man gentleman band with a live performance of Pork Chops.
Two, three, four.
Pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. When I kiss her, I wonder what she had for dinner. Pork chops. I bet it was pork chops. I bet it was pork chops. And I got a hunch I can tell you what she had for lunch. Sizzling, grizzling, drizzling slabs of high-class bacon meat. Ain't no fooling when she starts drooling. Tastes like drip, a liquored hog lip spilling outside of a bucket of pig feet. Pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. When I kiss her, I wonder what she had for dinner. Slabs of high class bacon meat. Ain't no fooling when she starts drooling. Tastes like drips, a liquored hog lip spilling outside of a bucket of pig feet. Pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. When I kiss her, I wonder what she had for dinner. Pork chops.
Pork chops.
Pork chops. The two-man gentleman band, Andy Bean on guitar, Fuller Condon playing the bass, live in the Soundcheck studio with Pork Chops, which, if you listen too closely, some of those words will put you off your feed, Andy.
Yeah, it's, I have to concentrate.
All right, well, it's great to have you guys back.
It's great to be rewarded with beer for coming back.
Well, we're going to reward you for song number one with something local from Patchogue, Long Island. This is Blue Point Brewing Company's White IPA.
Oh, that sounds great.
So, Andy, here's one for you.
Thank you.
And Fuller, pour one for you.
Right. Thank you.
I should say, last time we were here.
It's coming from a can because the inspiration for the canned fancy beer is a dual inspiration from your song Fancy Beer and also from your blog post about beer on a budget.
Oh, yeah.
So rather than go whole hog, you'll pardon the pun, and you know, get like fancy beer and glass bottles. We've got three cans.
We appreciate that. All right.
Now, who did I just cut off? You were saying last time you were here.
Oh, I was saying, last time we were here, you know, we had a little bit of time between soundcheck for soundcheck and actual soundcheck.
Mm-hmm.
And we went and, as bands do, got some lunch beers. And we played everything really fast.
Yeah.
And I promised myself we weren't going to have lunch beers before the show this time. But
during the show was not in the plan either. Yeah. But that's how it's happening. So what do you guys think of our white IPA? Meaning that it's kind of a mix of a wheat beer, a summery wheat beer.
Yeah, I like it
because
I'm
an India Pale Ale.
I'm not an IPA fan, so I prefer a you know, maltier or wheatier beverage. So this is floating on the tongue pretty nicely.
You sound like you really know how to describe beer. I was just going to say this tastes like a fancy beer. Thank you.
And see, I on the other hand, I am an IPA fan.
Oh yeah, okay.
Less of a wheat fan, but this is actually. It's pretty convincing blend of the
two. Yeah, I've never had a blend, so. Yeah.
I think, I mean, I already finished mine, so that's the highest praise.
Well, there's a little left in the can here, so Andy's the fancy drinker and gets to finish the can. Now, the album, the new one, the most recent record called Two at a Time, it is basically an album of drinking songs, right?
Yeah, yeah, a lot of food and beverage related songs. Yeah. Not intentional, but that's first thing that came to mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it comes with a swizzle stick, a sword-shaped plastic swizzle stick to make the drink called the Two at a Time.
Yes, indeed. The Two at a Time is, I think, whatever you have on hand.
Two parts, spirit you have on hand, and then two parts of whatever other spirit you have on hand.
Yeah, we're not...
Stir with finger, drink... Repeat.
We're not too picky.
All right. So, and the album's like completely. There's nothing digital. There's like old fashioned microphones, like the ones we drag out here when we have horn players
big,
come
heavy
in.
Ones,
the big heavy ribbon mics. And mono tape and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Not just the recording process too, but all the packaging as well was untouched by digital technology, which was actually the harder. And dare I say, more expensive part. Because there are a lot of guys with tape machines.
So why go the extra mile and do it that way?
We determined that all of the records we really like, both the sound of them and the look of them, came before the age of computers. So rather than as a gimmick, we just figured we want to make stuff that we like. So and we like it.
Yeah.
So mission accomplished.
So the album's called Two at a Time. It's the two-man gentleman band playing some music, drinking some beers, some fancy beers here in the Soundcheck studio. You guys, you're still finishing because I gave you more.
I'm ready.
You're ready? Yeah, you're ready for another song?
Yeah.
Appropriately, this one is called Please Don't Water It Down. And this is about not only drinking, but drinking under... duress. You're at Applebee's.
Yeah, we wrote this after a couple of repeated experiences at Applebee's, where they just can't make grown men a couple of proper cocktails. Mm-hmm. And by proper, I just mean like enough.
Yeah,
you know, big enough. Yeah, we again, low standards. Please don't water it down. 2, 3, 4.
Oh, please don't water it down. I want to get happy. Hey, bartender, it don't matter if I spend all day tomorrow napping. Please don't water it down. I want to get silly. I ain't bluffing. Mix me something. Turn my brain to jelly. Oh, sneaking weekend beverages might have worked at the Applebee's. Slinging drinks for your middle-aged lady friends. Oh, but something sweet and fruity. That ain't what I need. Not sure if you heard me, let me say it all over again. Oh, please don't water it down. I wanna get happy. Hey, bartender, it don't matter if I spend all day tomorrow napping. Please don't water it down. Oh! Might have worked at the Applebee's. Slinging drinks for your middle-aged lady friend. Something sweet and fruity. That ain't what I need. Not sure if you heard me. Let me say it all over again. Please don't water it down. I want to get happy. Hey, bartender, it don't matter if I spend all day tomorrow napping. Please don't water it down. Oh, please don't. Please don't water it. Please don't. Please don't water it. Please don't. Please don't water it. Please don't water it down. Please don't. Please don't water it. Please don't.
Please don't water it. Please don't. Please don't water it. Please don't water it down.
Oh.
Please don't water it down. Please don't water it down. I want to get happy.
Once again, the two-man gentleman band live on Soundcheck. Andy Bean on guitar, Fuller Condon on bass. They are playing tonight here in New York at the Rodeo Bar on 3rd Avenue, and tomorrow night in Brooklyn at the Rock Shop, playing for us in the Soundcheck studio and having some beer. now, you know, you'd sing in Andy in that song, first of all, our second beer...
Oh my God! Yeah. Just made a mess.
$10,000 worth of equipment now has like beer foam all over it. But it sounded good on the radio.
Yeah.
Our new beer, our second beer here is Whale's Tail Pale Ale.
Oh, that sounds great.
Say that three times fast, or say it once slowly.
We
it's
like stuff that rhymes.
And this comes to us from Nantucket, from. From Cisco Brewers in Nantucket, which, of course, used to be... Anybody? Nantucket? Whale's Tail? Whaling capital of the world!
Oh, come on!
Oh, I thought the beer had
New Bedford.
Nantucket, whaling capital of the world. The song, Please Don't Water It Down, is clearly about mixed drinks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So now, when you guys are... tooling down the highway in the van. What are you drinking?
really, I mean, you know, we've, like I've said, we have very broad standards.
Yeah. Well, we don't drink alcohol in
the van. Yes, that's the correct answer.
Yeah. The driver doesn't.
No.
But, you know, given your druthers, what drink would you not be watering down?
You know, we've learned from a lot of experience on the road, experimentation, that just a straight hard liquor drink is really, you know, with a little bit of ice. You know, I don't want to disguise the flavor. I don't want to trick myself into thinking that I'm doing something different than what I'm doing.
Right.
Which is drinking alcohol.
You know what? I feel that way about mint juleps. I'm a big horse racing Kentucky Derby fan.
Yeah.
To me, a mint julep is a perfect waste of good bourbon.
I agree with you.
Give me the bourbon in the glass. Keep your simple syrup. Keep your mint. Just give me the bourbon.
That's exactly right.
But what if you had a more of a bad bourbon?
Well, I don't drink bad bourbon.
good answer.
Problem solved.
Yeah, good answer.
Now, speaking of, you know, in the van, I mean, what do you guys listen to in the van? I mean, you started as, by your own admission, a mediocre college rock band morphing into this kind of early jazz swing thing.
I think it's about 25%. We find we like to keep our ears fresh. We'll listen to maybe two albums a day, and the rest of it is largely National Public Radio.
Yeah, a lot of talks.
Okay.
But yeah, I've found that that's best. I can't listen to music all day. But we listen to a lot of 20s dance bands, and then we've been listening to a lot of Deke Dickerson lately, and Big Sandy and the Fly Rap Boys. I just moved out to L.A., so those guys are all out there, so I'm sort of newly discovering some of that retro rock.
And Fuller, you're now in South Carolina.
Charleston, yes.
Charleston,
Folly Beach.
All right, so how's the bi-coastal thing working out for you guys?
So far, so good.
I mean, we just had dinner with his dad the other night and told him that we were going bi-coastal, and he got really quiet for a while.
He doesn't.
I think he thought we were saying something else.
He shut off after bye. Whatever you say after that, he doesn't care. It doesn't matter.
But there is just the two of you, so logistically, you're able to.
We're fine. I mean, we spend so much time together touring that our average man, the distance apart, the distance between two men is still about 6 feet.
Yeah, that's average, our average. Our previous average is about 18 inches.
Okay. So what do you guys think of our New England beer, our Cisco Brewers Whale's Tail Pale Ale? Now, Fuller, you were saying you're not an IPA, an India Pale Ale fan, but Pale Ale is...
Yeah, this actually tastes to me like an English bitter, like not so carbonated and a little creamy, like a Boddington's almost.
Interesting. Cisco Brewers claims that this is an amber English-style ale. So,
oh, my goodness. Who knew about this talent?
Yeah, we should turn your mic on during shows. You really know what you're doing over there. This is great.
And Andy, for you, another fancy beer?
Yeah, it's a fancy beer. I'm almost done with it. And
you got to taste it when it goes down. You don't just drink it. You got to taste it. You got to, I think you're supposed to swish it around.
You You can tell when he's drinking because he's not talking.
Yeah, exactly. It's the only time.
Andy Bean and Fuller Condon are the two-man gentleman band. Their new album, called Two at a Time, comes with a recipe for the drink called the Two at a Time, and even the sword-shaped plastic swizzle stick that will enable you to correctly make said drink. And we're sampling a couple of fancy beers in cans. The beer on a budget thing. Do you guys, you blogged about that once, Andy,
yeah.
And I haven't seen a further addition.
This
of
is,
that.
I know this is a problem that you also run into here at Soundcheck, which is maintaining a live show every day and also maintaining your social media and web content.
Absolutely.
Especially when there's just two people on the team is very, and you're in a van most of the day, is very difficult. So. Our approach to blogging is like a 1,000 words every couple of months.
Okay.
Is that how you're supposed to do it?
Yeah, it's a special bonus.
Yeah.
So we have a little bit of the Whale's Tail Pale Ale left.
I enjoy that one.
Fuller, you like that one? Yeah. All right. And then I'm going to send you guys back to battle stations so you can play another piece for us. The album, again, is called Two at a Time. Now, Andy, as you're setting up over there, Panama City Beach. I mean, I mentioned at the top of the show how a lot of these songs are about girls and partying and drinking and food and stuff. Panama City Beach is the whole enchilada, it seems.
Yeah, and, you know, we were there once in the off season, and it just so entranced me. It seemed song-worthy, you know? I think it's kind of fallen out of fashion with the Spring Breakers, but we're hoping that's going to turn around. You know, as far as, we were hoping the Panama City Beach Chamber of Commerce would get in touch with us about... You know, this would be a great commercial. We talk about all the great stuff you can do there. Shall we take a trip, friend? Panama City Beach. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, sunburn. I'm gonna get one. Bikinis. I'm gonna see some. Oh, greasy fried stuff. I'm gonna eat some. And those pretty girls lying in the sunshine, I'm gonna meet one. Oh, I'll grab you, honey, if you're in my reach. And we'll walk on down to Panama City Beach. Oh, fruity drinks, I'm gonna drink one. Tequila, I'm gonna add some. Oh, swimming trunks, I ain't gonna wear none. But those pretty girls lying in the sunshine, I'm gonna meet one. Oh, I'll grab you, honey, if you're in my reach. And we'll walk on down to Panama City Beach. Walk on down.
Once again, the two-man gentleman band. The music may sound 60 or 70 years old. The lyrics, fairly contemporary stuff. From Andy Bean and Fuller Condon, Andy playing guitar, Fuller playing the bass. They're here on Soundcheck. A third song requires a third beer.
This is going to go in our rider when we play on other radio stations.
This one comes from Boulder, Colorado, from the Avery Brewing Company.
Ooh, never heard of it.
No, me neither. And apparently the people who run Avery Brewing had a chocolate lab, a dog named Ellie. And so this is called Ellie's Brown Ale. And it says right on the cover, lab tested the cover. The can.
Lab tested.
Lab tested the Ellie's Brown Ale. And is made actually with chocolate malt.
It's good enough for a dog.
So that is that's your reward for the third song, Panama City Beach. What do you think?
Oh, that's very nice. It's kind of, you know, our third of three beers, kind of a dessert beer.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Good work on this menu.
Yeah. It's got a little kind of Guinness-y, mm-hmm. porter, dessert beer thing going.
Is it still called a sommelier if it's choosing
it's
beers?
Beer. Yeah. I don't know what the beer term for that is.
I don't know. You know, strangely enough, many years ago before I came to this radio station, I worked at a commercial classical station in Portland, Maine, very mm-hmm. briefly, where one of the sponsors was a beer consultant. And he and I would do a show very much like this, but without the music. There was no excuse. It was just like, let's just go on the radio and drink beer. It was called the Brewer's Corner.
Oh,
very highfalutin, but it was basically just an excuse for me and this guy to drink beer.
Yeah. That's great.
I have to say, I really like the new sound check when alcohol is involved.
And yeah.
I had no idea when we redesigned the show that there would be so much beer drinking involved.
It's like the same thing, but with more booze.
But, you know, one of the other things that we've done with Soundcheck in this redesign is the jingles, which you know, you hear at the beginning and end of each show. And you guys were, I think, the very first to do a Soundcheck jingle.
Yeah, the jingle instigators.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And we were listening to some of them today, and we realized many of them, we were just singing your name, John, very passionately.
That was the main theme.
Yeah. That's, John Schaefer and Soundcheck. Yeah, it was just...
I mean, creepy.
Can't get you out of my head now, John.
So to wrap this thing up, what I thought we would do is hear your jingle, and then... sort of a series of these other jingles that have been inspired by the work that you guys
our jingle
started.
Jingle children. Yeah.
So the two-man gentleman band, gentlemen, sit back, relax, enjoy your third and final beer out of a can, and thank you for playing for us on Soundcheck.
Thanks so much
today.
For having us. Great to be back.
Soundcheck, it's on your radio.
Soundcheck,
listen to it with your ears.
Soundcheck,
on the internet.
Soundcheck,
soundcheck.
WNYC Soundcheck.
Check. 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 Check.
Check.
Check. Check. Check.
Check.
I was once lost, but now I'm found. Listen to John Schaefer on Soundcheck.